ask me why, but this last week I decided to do something radical. A late life crisis, maybe, or a mild case of heat stroke, but I decided to lose a few pounds, try to regain my girlish figure, or if nothing else, lose my Milwaukee tumor, that midriff bulge that threatens my pants wardrobe by expanding another inch. I know what you're thinking. What's radical about this? What's radical about this is that I'm not running to my doctor for GLP-1s like half this country. I'm just eating less, drinking less, and exercising more. Okay, so it's only been 2 weeks, not really enough to earn me a sponsorship from Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, if they even still exist in this era of weight loss pills. But I've dropped 10 pounds already, and my trousers aren't so tight. In America, we all think we're overweight. Me too. Of course, a lot of us are overweight, one of the reasons why we have an increase in diabetes and heart attacks. Our self-image suffers, probably a major cause of depression, or at the very least, a reduction in happiness. Our movie stars and models give us inferiority complex, and our doctors tell us these excess pounds will kill us, but they don't say when. These new wonder drugs that decrease our appetites for food, for drugs, for alcohol, even for joy, turns out they're great for addictions and depressions too. Quite a happy surprise for Big Pharma and anyone who bought their stocks. Not to mention all the millions who lost weight. And who knows? Maybe we'll all be happy anorexics before long. The fat foods will go bankrupt and the price of groceries will plummet once the demand drops in half. Probably then our role models on stage and screen will be voluptuous and rotund, content to eat and drink heartily. Meanwhile, I got a few more pounds to shed. Me and the rest of this selfie nation.